Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we educate ourselves, and we're going to talk about Cure for Emory. I have on the line with me Valerie Morris. She's a nurse, wife, mommy to Emery, Maddox, and Brody from Madison, Alabama. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Valerie.
Thank you.
So glad to have you, and congratulations on a successful fundraiser just a few days ago.
Yes, thank you so much. We had our silent auction. It was our second time to do this, so we've made it an annual thing. And we raised over $20,000 for KIF1A.org.
That is excellent. And, of course, we found each other on Instagram. And so I reached out to you and I said, hey, let's talk about Emory. And, of course, here you are today to talk about something that probably a lot of people who are listening right now know absolutely nothing about.
Yes. So my husband and I, we live here in Madison, Alabama, with our 4-year-old twins. And we have a 1-year-old. And one of our twins, in February of last year got diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called KIF1A associated neurological disorder. And the reason none of you have probably heard of it is because there are 500 people in the world that have been diagnosed with this. Even all of our doctors that we take Emory to, they haven't even heard of it. So it's kind of new to all of us. But it is a neurological disorder. It affects her ability to walk. So she uses a little walker to get around. And she just has delays as far as speech and her motor skills, fine motor. And she's got some cognitive delays also. We are very lucky to have KIF1A.org, which is an organization based out of New York, and they have been around since 2017, and they have been on top of researching this disease. We raise money for them because they have so many promising things on the horizon. So for Emory, she has a mutation on one of her genes, and to modern science and technology, they think that within the next decade, they're going to have the ability to go in and fix her mutated gene, which is when we started doing the fundraising, because we just want Emory to have everything in the world. And, you know, that's what we want the most, is for her to be cured.
Valerie, it's one thing to serve as a nurse and work with other people outside of your family. It's completely different to be the mother of a child and have that background. What was your perspective first as a nurse when you heard about the neurological disorder yourself?
Yeah, so I definitely use that to my advantage. You know, all of the medical training and knowledge that I have, it gave me just one step ahead of, you know, anyone else who might have been in that situation. I think it's made me a better advocate for her. I'm able to communicate very well with her doctors. She has so many specialists, and I think it allows me to understand things just better than someone who maybe didn't have a medical background. So I am lucky that I have that training, and I think I've just used it for the benefit of Emory.
And let's talk about the perspective from the mother's side, having a daughter that is facing this.
Yes. You know, when she first got diagnosed, we knew there was something going on, but we just didn't expect something this severe. We just didn't think she was that far behind. So, you know, I was very emotional about it. Very sad for a while. I took a couple of months to grieve. Actually, I was 38 weeks pregnant with Brody when we found out that Emory had this diagnosis. So it was kind of like, obviously devastating to know that this is your daughter's future, but then also to have all the hormones of pregnancy and postpartum really threw a wrench into things. But I think the timing, you know, I think it all happens for a reason. We were lucky enough to be able to store Brody, our baby's umbilical cord, and his tissue. so that we might be able to actually use that for Emory one day in the future to help her with healing.
I'm looking at a picture right now that I believe is from the fundraiser that happened a few days ago, and Emory has the biggest smile. Let's talk about Emory's personality.
She has the sweetest little personality. She has, like you said, just the cutest smile. And she is so, she's very strong. She perseveres. She does not let anything stop her or get in her way. And honestly, everyone that meets her falls in love with her. All of her teachers are just obsessed. All of her little friends. She just is so, so sweet.
I love that. And having friends is important. I've seen people who have written books that articulate the need for that support from outside of family, having those friends. And it's very nice that Emory has that network, that support system.
Yes, we do. We have really an amazing community. My parents live here in town and my sister does too. And not just that, but all of our friends. We actually also do a golf tournament every year to raise money for KIF1A.org. And just the fact that all of our friends support us so much through our fundraising, and they just love on Emory like she's their own child. So we're very, very blessed with such a wonderful community here.
You know, I think about families that have yet to receive a diagnosis that they know nothing about. And as you mentioned, being a nurse and having a background, that did help for you to capture what was happening, the magnitude of the situation. But there are a lot of families out there that don't have that same benefit. And when they hear about a rare disease, it affects them in that way that you even went off for a couple of months and grieved, but they continue to grieve and sometimes don't seem to have any type of ability to be able to wrap their head around what's going on, to be able to navigate that journey for their child. It makes it very difficult.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, I can definitely understand that. And I, you know, I've been trying to use that, you know, just my background to be able to explain to everyone what exactly is going on with Emory and other kids who have any type of genetic mutation. So I've tried to, I even have like, I have a website for Emory and I've written a couple of blog posts, and on one of them, I got into the nitty gritty details of genetics and biology. And a lot of people, you know, wrote like, thank you that, you know, it makes so much more sense now. I understand it better. But I have one friend who wrote on there. She said, this is still over my head. She said, but this is why, you know, I know that God put you as Emory's mother for a reason.
Wow. I want listeners to know how they can take action to help with KIF1A. How can they be of support to you and your family and those who are living with KIF1A?
You know, prayers. We are a praying family. So we believe in prayers and then also just awareness. Part of the reason I do, you know, Emory's website and I do the golf tournament and the silent auction is bringing awareness, because no one knows what it is. And so we really just want people to know about it and about all the important things that all of these incredibly intelligent doctors are researching and just the potential. I mean, most people probably know someone with a genetic mutation. So it's not just for her benefit, but for anyone who might be in a similar situation as us. But then also, of course, funds are just so important for us to be able to pay all these different labs and researchers and doctors to continue their work. So any of those ways are helpful to us. If anyone's interested in attending the golf tournament or the silent auction next year, we always love to have, you know, more people attend and businesses sponsoring the events too. That's been huge.
Very good, Valerie. I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me here on the Mark White Show today to share about your daughter, Emory, and also to bring awareness to this effort.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate you allowing me to share my message to all your followers.
Absolutely. Folks, I want you to go to cureforemory.com. Emory is spelled E-M-M-E-R-Y. Also, you can go to kif1a.org. That's K-I-F-1a.org. Use the hashtag cureforemory if you share this post. Thank you, Valerie Morris, again for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Okay, thank you so much, Mark.
Folks, when we come back, we'll have Ginger Todd to share about Under the Tree to You from Me. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Valerie Morris as we talked about KIF1A and how you can help Emory. Now, as I announced, we have Ginger Todd with us to talk about Under the Tree to You from Me. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Ginger Todd.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent. How many years have we been doing this now?
This will be our second year.
Okay.
We just started it last year. God laid it upon my heart, and it just went from there. So,
what was last year like?
Last year was wonderful. All the kids come in here. We had pretty good turnout. considering it being the first time, and it just, we threw it together within 2 weeks. So we had a really good turnout, and this year I'm praying and hoping we have a lot bigger turnout.
So in those 2 weeks, how did you help spread the word?
I just got on Facebook, just put the word out there saying what we were doing, and a lot of people from the church wanted to donate items, and that's how we got our gifts last year, was from donations. And this year also we've had donations and all, so just from Facebook last year is how we got it, because I have no idea how to print or anything.
Well, you're doing pretty good.
I'm illiterate on stuff like this.
Right now we're in Elkmont, Alabama. Can you tell us more specifically about where here is?
We are here at the Church of the Living God on Sandlin Road in Elkmont. That's where the gift shop will be. We're right off Interstate 65, not even 1 minute from exit 361, I think is what it is. So we're just right here. We're the church that everyone knows us as, the loving church, where everybody is somebody. That's how everyone is treated.
And a red top.
And the red top, yes. a lot of people thought a tornado took the top off back during the, I believe it was the summer, spring, something like that. But it was actually just a storm took the top off, but we're good to go now.
Excellent. And then last year when you were able to organize this within 2 weeks, what was the format? How did people find out how to proceed or how to be a part of this special effort?
Like I said, I just put on Facebook, put my phone number up there, you know, if they had any questions or anything like that, you know, and I put some flyers out at the stores, some that I just made up myself. But, you know, I've had a lot to ask this time. Well, where do we register?
Yes.
There's no registration.
So you make it really easy.
Yes. There's nothing to sign up for. This is for your kids to come in here and shop for you. A lot of them were kind of confused last year. They thought they were coming in to shop for their kids, but no, it's the kids. The kids will be shopping for their parents, grandparents, siblings, even their pets. That's because kids like to have gifts up under the tree from them to let somebody else see, you know, hey, I got you this.
Yes.
They were so excited last year. They didn't care what it cost, what it was. They did not care. You know, one little boy got his daddy a sticker, and that was the grandest thing. He was tickled to death because his daddy got a sticker from him. So that's what it's all about.
Tell us the story about what drives your passion when you were to school last year.
Yes.
And you witnessed something that really broke your heart.
Yeah, it did. It still breaks my heart. Up at the school, my grandkids go there. They had a Christmas shop. I guess it was kind of a fundraiser event. I volunteered to help, you know, wrap the gifts, help the kids, whatever. And it was put on in the library. So the classes would come in, and the kids would all sit down. If you had money, you got to shop. And the gifts were right there where the kids were sitting, all behind, you know, the kids and all. If you didn't have the money, you had to sit there and wait for everybody else to get done. Well, I'm by no means rich, none whatsoever, so I'm sitting there, and these babies are walking up to there, and the gifts range from 50 cents to $25. Well, the teacher would ask, if you have money, come line up, and you can shop. Well, you're a child. If you have a penny, you have money. And there were babies that were lining up, and they'd have them an arm full of goodies, fill their little basket up, and get up there to the counter, and they'd, okay, well, you owe this. Give me your money, and they'd hand them a quarter or a penny, 50 cents, and it would literally break my heart when they'd have to say, baby, you can't have this, you know, you got to put this back, you don't have the money for it. Well, I'm forking out every dime I can find, and these babies are just absolutely heartbroken because, well, you said money, but they did not understand, and I couldn't handle it. it was heartbreaking watching them. You know, they'd have to sit there, and, you know, if they didn't have the money, they had to watch them. Even if they did have the money they thought to buy it, they still didn't get to leave with a gift, you know, for their parents and all. So it was just heartbreaking. I know this school had good intentions, but it was heartbreaking.
And unfortunately, that's just one example.
Yes.
There are places across the country and the world where I'm sure that would happen
Oh, yeah.
over and over again
Yes.
because obviously they have to pay for those items, yes, and then have to be paid for, unless somebody stepped in and said, yes, you know what, I'm going to buy everything you have on the table, exactly, and we're going to let the kids come by and pick it out.
Exactly. If I'd had the money, then that's exactly, sure, what would happen.
Neither one of us have that ability at this point,
yes,
in our lives.
Exactly.
Maybe, yes, one day. I don't, maybe, know. It's possible. But the next best thing is what you're doing,
yes,
here,
yes,
where it's completely free.
Yes.
As you mentioned, no registration, no complication, no hurdles to jump,
no,
to come in here and to provide,
yes,
presents for your family.
Yes, you bring the kids in here, moms and dads or grandparents, whoever bring them, they're going to sit right in here in our lovely little kitchen area and enjoy hot cocoa, coffee, a donut, cookie, whatever, and we'll have helpers and assistants to help your kids shop, pick out the perfect gift for you, and then we're going to have them wrapped up because no peeking. You know, the kids don't get to peek, so parents don't either. So it's a little different from last year.
Sure.
Last year, the parents were helping and,
okay,
had a few little snags here and there. But this year, we're gonna let the kids do it, you know, their way and no peeking. So,
well, let's talk about the experience that people had last year. What are some of the responses that you had? Because obviously, when you have an effort like this, it's really nice to have someone come up and say, this was really great.
Yes, I had thanked everyone afterwards on Facebook, and I had several, and half of them, I didn't know that they were actually here. You know, several people came through, but I didn't really know who they were. Didn't get to, you know, talk, but they were talking about how thrilled and happy their kids or grandkids were because they got to run home and put these gifts up under a tree. And said half of them were all excited. Oh, you know, do you want your gift now? You know, they wanted to give it to them now because they were that excited that there was something from them, you know. So we had really good feedback, and that's part of the reason we've had the donations that we have this year, because they remember from last year, and, you know, they've offered to help, volunteered to help in here, and they're giving donations, and it's just been really great.
Well, and I know you talked about the fact that when you give, you also receive.
Yes.
And so people see the effort and they say, you know,
yes,
what? I want to be a part of what Ginger's,
yes,
doing.
Yeah.
And then they find opportunities to help themselves.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, they come in, you know, like I said, I've had them to ask, you know, this year we're going to need, you know, helpers, assistants, elves, whatever you want to call them, to come in here and help these babies. And I've had them, you know, if you need help, you let me know. And it's just, if I never received another gift ever, just watching the babies come in here and just to shop. I mean, it don't matter what they get, just to see them pick out that's the best. It's the best blessing in the world. It's just so great. So,
Ginger, we want to have a call to action now,
okay,
and tell people how they can help. If they're in a position to help,
okay,
then let's do it.
Okay. If you would like to donate anything, we're doing, it doesn't have to be expensive items. It's just, you know, Dollar Tree items, dollar store. I mean, I've even found things at the little thrift stores, yard sales, brand new, you know. Of course, you know, we'd like it to be a new item because, you know, kids want to give their moms and dad a gift or whatever. But if you would like to donate anything, you can call me at 256-278-1416. Or you can get a hold of me on Facebook, Ginger Todd, and we will arrange pickup or, you know, delivery, whatever you want to do. We really need gift bags, wrapping paper. That's a big need right now. And pet gifts. We don't have very many of those, but yes, if you would like, and if you would even like to volunteer to, adults would like to volunteer to help wrap or help assist the children's shop, would love it. Just get a hold of me. I'd love to have you help, you know. So, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Ginger Todd, you did great.
Thank you.
Folks, I want you to find where you can help under the tree to you from me. And thank you again for joining me, Ginger Todd,
thank
here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and motivated to support this effort and also the effort for Emory, the Cure for Emory. I want you to check that out. As we talked about KIF1A, you can help their effort too. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. No ordinary
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.